And now it's time for the quiz show. That's when we bring back Leszek Pawlowicz, our resident quizmaster, who has won a Jeopardy Tournament of Champions. Each time he's on, he plays one of us in a game of trivia hosted by our senior producer, Annika Klein. This week, he's playing fellow senior producer Paige Phelps in a special game of Arizona-themed trivia. Last week, we gave you a puzzle to solve and randomly selected two winning entries. The puzzle was, this five-letter word becomes shorter when you add two letters to it. The answer is, of course, short, which I didn't get, but I think a lot of people did. So our randomly selected winners this week are Eric Lewis and Allie Evans. Leszek will play on behalf of Eric, and Paige will play on behalf of Allie. Whoever wins will get a special KJZZ item.
So I did want to start with how long you've both lived in Arizona. Leszek, you're in northern Arizona right now. That's where we're talking to you from. How long have you been in the state?
I moved to Arizona in December of 1990, so I've been here for, God, it's been close to 29 years now.
Okay, a little longer than you've lived here, right, Paige?
Oh, yes, I've only gone through two summers. That's how I count it here. That's how I mark time.
Yes, you age very quickly in the heat, I know.
Well, fortunately, Paige has been working as a producer for the show here on KJZZ, so I feel like your knowledge of Arizona has probably pretty rapidly grown during that time. But we'll start with you. So go ahead, Paige, answer this question.
Oh, God. Okay.
Arizona trivia. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. Ruth Reinhold was an amazing Arizonan. She was born in 1902, and she was famous for being one of the first women in the state to do what?
Well, now, first I want to say that this is only reminding me of Judge Reinhold from Night Court, so that's not a good sign.
This has nothing to do with that, I can tell you. And also, I may have failed to mention that this is multiple choice.
Okay.
So you get
good
to pick one.
Okay.
So Ruth Reinhold was famous for growing cotton, flying a plane, or hiking the Grand Canyon rim to rim.
I'm going to go with flying a plane.
Yes, she was one of the first female pilots in Arizona, and she flew out of a cow pasture that became Sky Harbor International Airport.
All right.
So, Leszek, we as Arizona are not the only state with a place called Phoenix. Ours is probably the most aptly named because it's so hot. But what other chilly state also has a Phoenix? Is it Michigan, Rhode Island, or South Dakota?
Once again, complete guess. I would guess South Dakota.
It's actually Michigan.
Oh, my God. I knew that.
You knew that?
I did.
How in the world did you know that?
Because I've seen that name, and I thought, that's a funny name for a town in Michigan.
Absolutely it is. So it's located on the northern tip of Michigan. I think it might even be a ghost town, as I was researching earlier. But they do get a lot of snow. So don't let anyone tell you it doesn't snow in Phoenix, because technically it does. All right, so Paige, you have one up on Leszek so far.
What?
Really exciting for your first time. This question's for you.
Okay.
The state insect of Arizona is the two-tailed swallowtail butterfly. Don't know if you knew that. It's really pretty, but I want to know what the butterfly's coloration is on its wings. I know, she's giving me a look right now. Green with a black border, pink with white spots, or yellow with black stripes? What do you think?
What's the name of the butterfly again?
The two-tailed swallowtail butterfly. So it really could be anything.
I'm going to say the green.
It's actually yellow with black stripes.
Oh, that was my
And I knew that one. I've seen them around floating around here in Flagstaff.
Oh, how pretty.
And so when you see them, are you like, yes, that's a two-tailed swallowtail butterfly? Or are you just like, oh, that's a pretty butterfly?
Both.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Let's see here. We've got Paige still up by one. Leszek, let's see if you can recover with this next question. We've been hearing a ton about the Grand Canyon lately, right? Because it's the centennial. This question is not about the Grand Canyon. It's about a lesser-known canyon in Arizona called Canyon de Chelly. It's on Navajo land. So, Leszek, what does the name de Chelly translate to in English? Does it mean steep climb, rock canyon, or great view?
I've heard a number of explanations for the etymology of the word. There's some people who say it's a corruption of the Navajo word tsegi, which I believe stands for a canyon. So I'm going to say steep canyon.
Ooh, I said, so here are your options. Let me just make sure I have the right one. So it's steep climb, rock canyon, or Great View?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't hear that. I'm going to say Rock Canyon.
Okay, great. You are right. The name Deche is a Spanish interpretation of the Navajo word for Rock Canyon.
I feel like Deche is also like three girls I went to high school with.
Although it's spelled, it looks like Deshelly.
I know,
which a lot of, we get from a lot of tourists who are
also
like, hey,
Saguaro.
How about That's Canyon Deshelly? Is that cool?
A common mistake.
Right, and Saguaro. Paige is learning as a non-native. Paige is learning. Leshek, we've got one for you, and Paige has one, so we're down to the final couple questions, and it's a tie already. I'm so excited. That means we'll actually get use out of this trivia research that I did. Okay, Paige. In 1857, there was a crew of surveyors. They set out to create a path for wagons, and it would later become part of Route 66. But they imported something really interesting from another country to help them out. Did they import machetes to help clear the way, camels to carry supplies, or rations of coffee to help keep them awake longer?
You know, I think it should be Red Bull, but I do believe it's camels.
It is.
It's camels!
What?
I love that you both knew that, too. You're Arizona experts.
It's the Beale Road. There are sections of it that run right past Flagstaff.
Absolutely. I mean, we'll have to do a whole segment about that sometime. I think that's fascinating.
There was actually a movie about that, a very terrible movie called Humps.
No,
back in the 70s.
Stop. That's a terrible name.
Well, fortunately, they did abandon that experiment. It was called the United States Camel Corps, if you can believe it. And they wanted to see how camels fared as pack animals in the Southwest. But as we know today, you have to go to the zoo if you want to see camels here. So, Paige, you've got 2 points. Leshek, let's see if you can get this one right as well. Otherwise, Paige wins. If you get it right, we'll go to the tie question. So, this question is, of course, about the Arizona heat, which is a dry heat, as we all know. But which city here gets the honor of holding the hottest recorded temperature in the state? Is it Phoenix or Lake Havasu City or Yuma?
I'm pretty sure it's not Phoenix. I think I remember hearing that it's Yuma.
It's actually Lake Havasu,
Havasu City.
Yes.
I should remember that. I was in Phoenix at the time. So,
were you?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, it's so cool here.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I believe on that same day I was helping my my girlfriend move out of her house, and that was not fun.
Wow.
And it was only 115. Well, we will see if we break that record this summer and the trivia question changes. But in the meantime, Paige, you are victorious.
Wow. Congratulations.
I'm so excited. Right now she's placing a wreath of flowers around my neck. It's really beautiful.
Congratulations to this week's winner, Allie Evans. We'll keep bringing Leshek back, so stay tuned for the next listener puzzle and your chance to be one of our at-home players.